I've got glasses.
Sure enough, 5:30. We will call the meeting to order, the Public Works Committee for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, 5:30 p.m., Alloway Village Hall. Could I have a motion to modify and or adopt the agenda?
So moved.
A motion and a second.
Yes.
Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carried. Moving on to number two, approve the minutes from the February 1st meeting. And they are attached. And
motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, any questions, any additions? Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Announcements. WISDOT resurfacing of Highway 172. This was in the news over the last few days, and they're going to resurface 8 miles, roughly, from the airport to I-43. Anything we need to add to this discussion? Do we need action on this?
No,
we do not. Okay. Number two, or B, WPS to convert HPS streetlights to LED. And I did ask if they're all going to be blue, and the answer was no. That's not that's not the trend.
We have some pretty blue ones.
And that's going to be taking place over, what was the period of time? Quite a while.
The next couple of years.
Okay.
They would start this year.
And it's totally at their expense.
It's at no cost to the village. They only maintain 828 lights in Alloway. They've already converted a third of those just for maintenance reasons. They'll be working on the remaining 550 lights. They'll be doing the same in other communities as well. So there is a cost savings, as you know, to go from high sodium pressure light to LED. They estimated, roughly speaking, $2 per light per month. Do the math, we're looking to save about $12,000 annually with the conversion.
And that $12,000 is paid, or who saves that? Do we save that?
We would save that, yeah.
Okay, because it's their lights, but we pay the power. Okay, great.
Yeah, we pay them a per light cost per month, and that varies from anywhere from 18 to 20 some dollars a month per light per month. Yeah.
Excellent. And on that same subject, we did add a light across from Old Orchard.
Yep.
Apartments. Excellent.
We received a thank you from the condo.
Oh, we did.
I was going to ask if we had any feedback. So
well, that's good, yeah, because two or three of them came in. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Moving on to item number four, public appearances. Anything via mail or phone or email? Okay, so no one's here for that. Moving on, new business number five, discussion slash action, 2023 street resurfacing project, bid results. Sean, give us the good news.
Yes, so February 16th, we had opened bids for the street resurfacing project. We had received two bids, one from NCC and one from Northeast Asphalt. This year's project included a base bid, which included three streets, and it had also included alternate bids. For Kenny and Van Buren Street. MCC, their base bid was slightly less than, or I'm sorry, a little bit more than Northeast Asphalt's bid, in the amount of about $2,000. However, if we were to select an alternate, and if we were to move ahead with alternate two, because we do have money in this year's budget to take on an alternate project, not in the amount of alternate one, but in the amount of alternate two. In that event, if we're going to move ahead with an alternate and we have the money to do that, then the basis of the low bidder is based on the adjusted total base bid, and that would be the base bid plus the alternate, in this particular case, alternate number two. Those dollar amounts, the adjusted total base bid for MCC and Northeast Asphalt is as follows. MCC, $649,890.29. Northeast Asphalt, $657,814.30. So MCC is the low bidder.
Amazingly close.
It was close.
8,000.
What was the budget? What do you have budgeted for that?
We pull from multiple budgets, so it's hard to say. I would say it's around 650 to 700,000, but we primarily pull from the paving and street repair accounts from the street department, but we also pull money from other accounts.
Yep, I remember.
As well. So.
So again, that is the good news.
Yep. Was this close to estimates?
It was. It was similar to the pricing similar to the pricing we had gotten last year. Mm-hmm. Now we saw some items unit cost for some items higher than last year, but we saw others come down. So overall, we had gotten fair pricing.
Why the significant difference on alternate two? Do you know? I mean, there's like a 10 grand difference on that on a much smaller number than the 2 grand difference on the
right.
total.
That is a good question.
Do they list it out?
They do.
They itemize it all?
Yeah, and yeah, percentage-wise, it's like, that just seems odd.
No, I really didn't look at it too close. The breakout. But, yeah, in your packet there was a bit of a summary.
Spot repair concrete curb and gutter was 5 grand of it.
Yep, and then prepare foundation was pretty off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh, what?
We did. Initially, we thought it was an error. But it wasn't. And they were willing to accept that. If you look closely at alternate number two, MCC's bid, they have provided a unit price of $7.75 for the spot repair of concrete curb and gutter. That was
a typo?
We thought it was a typo. We had called MCC and we had pointed that out to them, and that indicated. Yes, that it was likely a typo, but they're going to stand by their number.
Okay.
All righty then.
Just a question is, did the bidding communicate to these guys that this could happen? That, in fact, it's
yes.
to the village that you could select one or the other or both? And
yeah, if you
I don't think you can do both, can you?
Yeah, you can.
You could split?
You can accept
no,
both.
No, that's...
You can accept both. You can accept one of the two, and we don't have to accept any at all. But yes, on the bid proposal,
so they knew it.
They did know it. And if you look at the language provided on the bid tab summary, that is basically what was provided on the bid proposal, and there was information in the structures to bidders as well Describe that.
But you couldn't accept Northeast base bid and then alternate two from MCC. It has
no,
to be.
No,
that's
it,
what I meant. Like you can't
that's
split because
that's what I thought
they're relying on the
right. And it would have to be their alternate bid. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But who else would bid on this? County maybe, but I don't think
make a motion. We recommend the village board to accept MCC's adjusted total base bid in the amount of $649,890.29.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Moving on to item number 6, discussion action 2023 sanitary sewer CIPP lining project bid results. Sean.
So this week, Tuesday, we opened bids for a sewer lining project. We will be proposing to line the Roselawn Sanitary Sewer, from roughly speaking, 1,400 feet east of Riverside Drive to Webster Avenue, under this year's street reconstruction project. This work to be completed before the actual reconstruction project begins. But we had received two bids. one from Vigia Sewer, one from in situ form. Vigia Sewer was the low bidder in the amount of $81,607.50. Their bid did come in within reason of what we'd estimated. We had estimated approximately $80,000 to line that sanitary sewer. Their cost per foot, I don't have it in front of me here. I'll just do the math real quick. I think it's close to $40, $50 a foot. Roughly speaking, about $45 a foot. The cost to relay sanitary sewers likely closer to $85 to $90 a foot. So this is a cost savings.
Wow.
And I would ask for a recommendation to the Village Board to accept the low bid submitted by Vigia Sewer in the amount of $81,607.50.
So moved.
What was the supplemental bid item?
We have a supplemental bid item for cleaning and removal of any kind of heavy deposits. That could be a mineral deposit. That could be...
Roots.
What else do we encounter? Sometimes we encounter laterals that protrude into the line that would prevent us from lining. So.
Alrighty, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion or questions? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Discussion action item number 7. Bible Street nominal payment parcel report for real estate acquisition.
Moss Associates has just recently put together a nominal payment parcel report for the purchase of the Bible Street real estate. In total, we'll be purchasing real estate from 89 parcels at an approximate cost of $130,000. Various land acquisition types include temporary limited easement fee and permanent limited easement. The land unit price to calculate the real estate cost for those parcels impacted by the project was based on a sales study that was completed by Stereo Appraisal Services, and that was completed end of January this year. Randy Moss, or Moss Associates, is interested in getting started with the land acquisition now that the land cost has been determined for each parcel affected by the project. Are there any questions?
I have one. Probably because of my age or whatever, but I've never paid for a TLE in my life. Yeah. Why? These are temporary. Why would you pay anything for them?
We have state federal funding on this project. Mm-hmm. We're required to follow state law and statute for the acquisition of real estate. And because of that, we're required to
pay for a TLE. Times have changed.
I was surprised that TLEs were so much compared to a fee or
we have we've permanent. You're right. We've seen a fairly significant increase in what we've paid in the past. For the Doty and Webster about the school projects, we had paid something much less than what we're going to pay under this project, and that's a function of today's market. And Brad and I we had the same concern, and we were surprised as well. We had Randy Moss from Moss Associates come in on Friday, and he went through this with us and said, yes, there has been a significant change in land value, and because of that, we're paying more.
In the high, it looks like a couple of them are like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000
commercial ones.
That includes some tree removal and everything else.
I thought the amounts for the tree removal and the fence were extremely low. Like, I would be pissed if you're like, oh, here's $100, we're taking your fence out. But, I mean, that's what they...
Large honey locust, $700.
You're so right that at a parcel you could have multiple types of land acquisition. You can have TLE and fee. And we have that at where we're going to construct a new sidewalk on the east side. We need to purchase fee right away for the construction of sidewalk, and beyond that, for constructability and grading purposes, and we need a TLE to provide a smooth transition. So you can see in some cases we're purchasing not only fee, but a TLE as well from that parcel.
And no strong opposition at this point?
Anybody? We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's your cost, though. That means that's the village's cost. You don't get funding for that.
Right. No, you're correct. Right.
That's kind of why I asked the question.
So just for you, so for your own reference, I don't know if you've read how the TLE is calculated. So the unit cost to purchase the land is determined, then it's multiplied by a factor, a percentage, for the rent or for the lease of that land. And that percentage has been determined to compensate them for the lease, to occupy that land for a period of time. And 2 years was determined. That 2 years was determined to be needed to acquire and to get the work done.
So these 90 potential property owners will be getting these estimates?
Yes.
Soon?
Yes.
And the sidewalk, we're not putting sidewalks on the west side, are we? We are.
We're going to put sidewalks on both sides.
Both sides, okay. All right. And right now this is existing on the east side, some of it.
Yes, we have sidewalk from 172 north, within the project limits, from 172 north to Green. Then we have a gap between Green and Galloway Avenue.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all the way.
It's all the way.
We don't have sidewalk on the west side.
It enters here on the east side.
Yeah.
West side goes up the Green.
We have sidewalk.
On the west side, there's none until you get to Alloway then.
We have sidewalk on the east side.
Yeah.
We have a gap from Beaupré to Culb Avenue. We don't have sidewalk on the west side from 172 to Alloway Avenue, but north of Alloway Avenue we have sidewalk on the west side. From Alloway Avenue.
Making it consistent then?
I obviously missed it, but I'm sorry, why the difference on the square foot pricing? Is that just some land?
I think one of the last pages kind of summarizes
go back
what the firm. Just go past all those tables, and I think the last page. I thought I saw.
They had broken it out into a number of different land types.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like the bigger it is, the less they pay.
Yep.
Correct.
All right. Thanks.
If you only got a tiny place, then it's a bigger deal.
Any more? Any further questions on that? Otherwise, I would ask for a motion on a recommendation to the board.
Is the motion to approve the report? Or to...
Correct.
To approve the report and recommend moving forward, right?
Yeah.
So we have a motion.
I guess. I was kind of asking the question.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to recommend the Village Board approve the nominal payment parcel report as prepared by Moss and Associates.
Thank you.
All right. A second.
Second.
Any further questions on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Moving on, discussion report number 9, discussion regarding the amendment number 3 to the Lytle Street Engineering Agreement.
Did you miss 8?
Service-based solid waste.
Oh, sorry about that. Too many check marks. I'll move back to discussion, a new business item number 8, discussion action amendment to the 2021 solid waste agreement.
Yeah. 2021, a new agreement with Brown County Solid Waste Department was necessary due to the construction of the South Landfill. Tipping rates were to be increased to cover the cost of the South Landfill. Then last year, we were informed that an amendment to that new agreement was necessary for a couple of things, for a number of reasons. One, to provide a direct call contract rate that wasn't in the original agreement, and there were some slight changes to the definitions that were provided. We have in that original agreement, they had indicated the anticipated tipping fees for the next, I believe it was 5 years. We've seen our cost go up. Our rates have gone up mainly because of inflation. But they had in the original agreement that they were going to, the Brown County Solid Waste Department and Board was to review their cost on an annual basis. So that was already covered in the original agreement. This is to add a tipping fee rate for direct haul, and we could direct haul from Alloway to the South Landfill. We don't typically, we're not doing that right now. We haul our waste to the transfer station in Hobart, but we've given it some thought because there's a difference in price, $52.25 versus $43 per ton. I did talk to the city of De Pere, and I'm kind of getting off subject now, but they had begun the direct haul to South Landfill, and they certainly found out over a course 2 week period that they were pulling out a lot of metal out of their tires, mm-hmm. a ton, and found that, you know, they were going to spend, likely spend more money replacing tires than
what they because were of the new construction save. There, or
no, just
waste.
Yeah.
Can we go back a little bit? Can you help me understand the two different price points? I'm just not following, I guess. You said the 43 versus the 50.
Yeah, our preferred contract rate is $52.25, and that's the haul to the transfer station in Hobart.
Okay.
Oh, that I only provided. I just wanted to make you aware of the change in the tipping fees from what was contained in the original agreement compared to what we're seeing now.
Okay. Got it.
So the $52.25 represents a per ton cost to dispose at the transfer station. The main reason for this amendment is to add a tipping fee rate for direct haul to the South Landfill. And that South Landfill has been open, what, 2 years now, Mike?
I don't know if it's been two. I'd say one.
1 year?
It's solid year.
I think last.
Where is the South Wind?
A year ago. So by Wrightstown.
You can see it right off the highway.
Oh, that place. Okay.
It's off the highway. You can't see
it. It's been open for more than a year, isn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the one in Appleton. Sorry.
Took them a couple years to construct.
Yeah. Okay.
It was open the end of 22. I think it was open the end of 2021 and into 22, if I remember right.
So
okay.
Just over a year old.
So for us to haul it there directly, it's 43 a ton.
Yeah.
But for us to take stuff closer to the Brown County transfer is 52.
Yep.
But we're going through more tires by going the...
We haven't experimented that with that, but the pier has, and they've... within 2 weeks, they stop because of the amount of...
So you'd be saving $850,000 a year to bring it down there, but spending more on gas, maybe?
Yeah, distance-wise, it's a little further, I'm thinking.
It is further. We had... I run the numbers preliminarily. We were direct hauling when the transfer station was closed. They were closed to complete some work at the transfer station. I haven't yet run the numbers to determine if we were to do this for a full year. I believe there would be a savings, but I'm concerned. Tires aren't cheap. I don't know that we'd break even. I guess. I'd have to look into that. I'd have to run the numbers.
Plus the wear and tear on the trucks.
Wear and tear, yeah.
So is the metal problem fixable? Because it's just stuff falling off trucks, or what is it?
You're driving right out on the landfill.
I would just the design of the facility, where you don't have to go in as far at the transfer station, but maybe at this one you've got to go all the way. And on top of the garbage, maybe?
Transfer station's paved.
Yeah.
And they clean it, and this one that's not paved till when you get in further.
At the transfer station, you're on a concrete floor, and they push the garbage into, I believe, a compactor, and gets compacted, and it gets loaded onto a semi-truck. At the South landfill, you actually enter the landfill. You go out in on top of the
landfill. Drive on the trash.
And you drop. Yep.
And so there's no paved road, no concrete, no nothing.
Doesn't sound like a great design.
Paved with seagulls.
Or is it?
First, let's make sure you understand I'm abstaining on this item because I'm a member of the Solid Waste Board.
But
now,
I can
offer you some thoughts on this. On the west side, on Broadway, it's been a historic problem of people's tires blowing out, bicycles and so on, because they're going over to the recycle station. And when they go to the recycle station, these trucks are designed so that it keeps everything inside, but everything wears over time, and the nails are falling out and metal's falling out. And so the village of Ashwaubenon actually is helping out by cleaning the streets a little bit more there than they would normally. So it doesn't matter where you go, whether it's on Broadway or to the landfill, you're going to run into a certain amount.
But Hobart, I know, because I've been out there, and you have to drive all the way around and then get into where the concrete is. But that doesn't seem to be a problem.
I think they have control of cleaning, and that's what they're trying to do on Broadway.
Oh.
It's just that out at the landfill.
You can't clean trash. I mean, you're driving over trash.
Yeah.
So what you need from us is... To approve this amendment?
Yeah. A recommendation to the village board to approve the amendment to the solid waste management services agreement.
Before we go there really quick, can I just ask, the new landfill, they have to be aware that people are backing away from using that facility because of all the flat tires. Are they working on a solution, like a mini transfer station right there on site, so trucks don't have to go all the way in?
Well, they don't require us to dispose of our garbage at the landfill. They're giving us a number of options. We can take it to the transfer station at this cost, or at a lower cost, we can direct haul there, go out into the landfill and drop it. I think they build a makeshift road. I don't know. I guess I'd have to ask. I'll ask next time I see Mark and others. Do you happen to know, Mike, do they make a little makeshift road and then you back off the end of that and you drop your garbage? Yeah.
You're on a garbage.
You're
on
at some
point.
So I'm sorry, the 43 is the rate for back it all the way up to the big hole at the end of the dump and dump their stuff.
Yeah.
But they have a makeshift area, but that's more money to go there?
I'm saying you travel out onto the landfill and you know you can't just drive out on top of that.
Well, right, but driving out on the landfill,
they compact it, and I believe they make a makeshift road out of something that they're disposing of, if that's some kind.
It sounds like it's nails and spikes.
I don't know if there's some sort of sand or base layer that they roll out that we can drive on. I don't know that for sure, but my point is,
we're talking about, if you did the math right, which I'm sure you did, $850,000 a year in tires and everything else, and
that's about $10 cheaper.
We all
$925 cheaper, and we do 85,000.
85,000 tons, so
times nine.
Yeah, it's $850,000, right?
What do you see?
85 tons or 85,000 tons,
annual
right?
tonnage.
But that's not just us.
Yeah, no, we haul roughly speaking about 4,200 tons.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's a lot of tonnage.
That's what they receive.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry. We haul how many tons?
4,200 roughly.
A year?
Roughly speaking about 4,200.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's
40,000.
Yeah. All right. Well, that gets eaten up very fast by tires.
Fast.
And miles. And time.
Well, 40,
time,
yep.
time out of the village.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Big tires.
Oh, my fault.
That.
Sorry. 85,000 tons.
Man, we predicted
something. Hey, what's the gate fee? Is that where you drop it closer and they move it?
The gate fee, I believe, would be those
or gate rate.
That are not members of.
It's not for us.
Oh, okay.
If you're not a member of the dump club.
Oh, dang it. Could you get this?
All right,
okay,
sorry,
so that number is.
That changes everything in my mind.
Irrelevant. Right. So the attachment and or the amendment that we're needing to take action on is just that, huh?
And I did talk to Mark Walter today at Brown County Solid Waste Department. He will be at the village board meeting next week, Tuesday, to better explain this. I think the village board may have some questions.
Just to maybe hammer the point home, how much further of a drive is it to that site versus the other transfer?
I'll run the numbers.
Do we know? Rough? I mean, is it double? Is it?
Probably depends on what part.
I did the math. I've got it written down off the top of my head. I don't know. It is further.
But it's further, no matter where you're leaving from in the village. Okay. So that's mileage, wear and tear, and time of our trucks and staff. Okay. That 40 grand gets eaten up very quickly.
All right. Do we have a motion for this item?
Yes, what was the original ask?
To approve the amendment and recommend to the village board to approve the amendment to the 2021 solid waste agreement.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? We have one.
Mike, that's when you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain from the vote.
Okay.
Because I'm a member of the solid waste board.
Okay, we'll have the minutes reflect that. Except for Michael, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Discussion report number 9, amendment number 3 to the Libel Street Engineering Agreement.
This is just a report. I just wanted to let you know this item has already been brought through the village board for approval, just so that we could keep the project moving. But we had received a third amendment to Strand's engineering agreement to design and prepare plans for the reconstruction of Libel Street. The primary reason for the amendment was to revise the 60% plans to change the cross slope on the roadway from 172 to Alloway Avenue. To amend the previously approved environmental document to incorporate sidewalk replacement at Optimus Park, to revise the 60% plans to move sidewalk inward between Clover and Mission to avoid creating a non-conforming parcel, and then to go out and place new right-of-way monuments to depict mark the newly acquired Lytle Street right-of-way. The cost of this amendment had just recently changed. It was changed from $23,565.87 to $23,440.41. Shortly after we had the village board had approved the agreement, the DOT had caught that strand and used some incorrect dollar amounts for per diem and room accommodations. So we saw a slight decrease in the dollar amount. With a third amendment, it does bring the total cost of engineering to $628,142.28. That total is slightly less than the estimated and fundable amount on the state municipal agreement. So what does that mean? That means that the 80-20 cost share, the federal grant that we have, still applies to that dollar amount. Anything in excess of the estimated engineering cost on the state municipal agreement would be at 100% village cost. So we're slightly under that. We're hoping that there are no more amendments. But I will tell you that there will be an engineering agreement with the consultant firm to put together plans for any utility improvements associated with the street project. So we're currently scoping that right now. When that's been determined, we will talk to a handful of consultants, who has availability, and we'll get a cost, and we'll have to get started on those plans.
Is any of that cost already in the total, or is that a separate?
That's a separate item because a federal grant does not cover utility improvements, sanitary sewer, water main improvements. They will participate in storm sewer improvements, but not utility.
Just curious, but how do they have to change the cross slope?
Good question.
Change the what?
Cross slope, or the number one? Actually, I don't think it says cross slope, but you did.
Yeah, they did. Sometime between, I believe, the 30 and 60% plans, they had to better fit the outside of the roadway and to minimize impacts right away. They had put a grade break in that cross slope,
mm-hmm.
and they had put a grade break 4 feet from the flange of curb along the west side. So they had from that grade break, they had everything sloped or draining to the east.
Mm-hmm.
West of there, they had a 4 foot lane, which is the bike lane,
mm-hmm.
sloped downward to the west.
Mm-hmm.
During the review of the preliminary plans, 60% plans, the DOT had pointed out, how are you going to construct that? I'm like, that's a good question. How are you going to make that break in the pavement? Pavers are X feet wide, and to make a break in that 4 feet would be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had also questioned the ability to plow in the winter. How would the plow ride on that? And mm-hmm. it was determined that we needed to remove that grade break, that the roadway needed to be sloped from curb, from flange to flange, from curb to curb. And we at times we will do that to help better match on the outside. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, on the west side of the roadway topography is higher than the east. So to minimize impacts, the roadway is super elevated. It's slope one direction.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing with the grades to further minimize impacts, and
mm-hmm.
they weren't.
So they don't like do a crown where both side it slopes both ways. It's going to slope one way,
one direction.
Yeah. So with thawing and all that, does that work? Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, it does. We have it. It's not uncommon in the hillier areas of Callaway.
Sorry about that.
We have our curb and gutter collects the stormwater runoff from the outside, and to answer your question, they do consider that. They look at the amount of runoff coming into the roadway, and that will dictate the spacing of the inlets. So you might notice that there might be a handful more inlets on the west side.
Okay.
And that is the reason for that.
So, Sean, these guys do this all the time. I hate to beat up on a consultant, but if they did this to begin with, why are we paying them to redo something that they should have done right to begin with?
And that was my argument from the first day I was informed that they were going to provide an amendment for that change. And I said, wait a minute, no, this wasn't anything that the village had directed you to do. I had just suggested that they should consider sloping the roadway one direction to better fit on the outside. And they took that further to put a grade break in, and we argued. There were multiple meetings, and it actually went to a second tier within the DOT, and it was decided that we would share that expense. We're not paying for that full cost to implement this change. For the sake of keeping this project moving forward, we decided to share in the cost to make the change.
This is a cost plus fixed fee, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably doesn't really matter.
So our increase is a little less than
$5,023.
The total cost for all of the changes is $23,440.
That's our share? That's
yes.
Not an 80-20.
No,
okay. Yeah, sure.
They had already removed. It's not. It is. These projects are very complex because there are a lot of things that are involved. That when you make a small change, it's a huge ripple effect. Not only to the plans, but all of the reports that come with a federal project. Environmental report, the design study, the pavement report, and then the plans themselves are quite a bit more.
And as you indicated, the board.
What?
And as you indicated, the board has approved this change, right?
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is more informational.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you for that. Number 10, report regarding the 2023 street utility reconstruction.
Yeah, this is just an update just to let you know that there was a public hearing held for the storm lateral special assessments that took place on March 7th. We did have one property owner get up and provide testimony. We were able to answer his question. We are currently advertising these street reconstruction projects. They had begun advertising last week. We're bidding two projects. The 01 project, which is just Rose Lawn, that was advertised beginning on the 8th of March. And then the 02 project, which includes Karen Lane, Alloway Terrace, and Jackson Street. That bid starting on the 9th. They'll be advertised again this week, with bid openings on the 28th and 30th of this month. With favorable bidding, I'm hoping this project moves forward. We are right now, Brett and I and others are currently putting together numbers for bonding. And again, with favorable pricing, and we're hoping to get the work done.
There's some pretty sizable projects there.
About a $3 million project.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions for Sean on any of that? All right, I know we did have a property owner come the other night, and then I think Brad took him over. He's on Alloway Terrace at the top there.
Yeah, yes. I'm waiting to get a phone call back from him. He has a drainage concern. He'd asked to come out and look at that. I'd more than happy to do that.
Great, thanks. Appreciate that. So anything else? I guess I would look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
No opposed. Adjourn at 6:17.